Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Today, we're adding a new verse to the treasure we're depositing into our hearts. Psalm 91:7 reads, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Now, we don't know who wrote Psalm 91, but some say it was Moses. It's in these next several verses that we'll memorize that we see some strong references to what may have been the Passover night. That's the historic moment in the Israelites' history when God rescued them from slavery. Sadly, Pharaoh would not release God's people. He was stubborn. It took many plagues to finally cause the leader of Egypt to let God's people go. The final was the worst. The firstborn in every Egyptian home died. But the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites. Led by Moses, God's people escaped Pharaoh that night. They had seen God's plagues afflict the Egyptians. Thousands had fallen, 10,000s were dead all around them. Yet those evils did not touch the Israelites. You may be saying, but it has come near me. The cancer, the diabetes, the virus, the car accident. So how do we reconcile the life threats we have faced with Psalm 91:7? Here again, God doesn't offer hollow platitudes, but truth that trumps even death. We've got to look to the resurrection because the risen body of Christ brings with it a promise for our own bodies. I'll just put it the way Paul did. Let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blinking of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies will be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Listen. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? That's from 1 Corinthians 15. You and I, we can thank God. He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So yes, people will fall and die, even you and even me. But I will never, and you will never be more alive than when our physical bodies fade and we'll be with Jesus saying, death did not come near me. As you memorize Psalm 91:7 today, be sure to let your heart grieve. If you are in a season of loss, that's okay. It makes Jesus sad too. He never intended for this world to bring death. Thankfully, he had a plan to conquer it. In the meantime, we do grieve, but not without incredible hope. Happy walking, friend.